This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback.
Matt Spiegel is my favorite talk show host, sports talker from Chicago.
You know, sometimes I have to hear, and I don't know if it's you guys, it might be more other people. I won't say names, Angelo, right? But this guy is an unbelievable coordinator. The fact that he doesn't get respect from our radio station blows my mind. It blows my mind. And I know you work at the radio station too, so I'm not even going to say anything about you.
Angelo, thanks for squeezing in time. Now maybe my favorite thing is you and Danny getting to know each other.
Matt, do you have a hernia?
No, I don't.
Because you've been carrying this Danny for a while now.
It's true.
You better get it checked out. I think you might have gotten a hernia from carrying him so long.
I'm dragging him down, Angelo. I just worried about all the losers on the Eagles who haven't won a Super Bowl.
Oh, here you go again. Thank God I never had a co-host like you, Danny.
Nick Sirianni. Nick, congratulations.
Hey, thanks, Angela. You know, hey, I know what I said on Saturday, and that's in good fun, too. I enjoy coming on this show and talking to you guys.
Nick Sirianni used to shout out Angelo Cataldi at press conferences. That's the power of the radio voice. That is Angelo Cataldi. That man, the longtime morning host at WIP in Philly, is wonderfully on this show. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. And Lawrence Holmes is on vacation. I got Mark Grody with me. So it's Spiegs and Mark Grody. And right now, Angelo joins us on the Score hotline. Angelo, how are you, sir? Nice to talk to you.
Matt, welcome to Philadelphia, the happiest place on earth. what a happy place this is. I think this might be the one week we don't, you know, do all the crazy stuff we normally do. We're just, the whole city is on cloud nine. It's been that Super Bowl victory was one of the greatest things that ever happened to our city.
So let's talk about that. There's a few things that I know you're happy about, but let's start there. With the Eagles. Did you see this coming? Angelo, that dominance. It's one of the most surprising vibes that I've ever felt in the middle of a Super Bowl is like, wow, this is actually happening. They're just going to beat the bejesus out of them like it's the Redskins and the Bills or something, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I really saw this coming. Here's how much I saw it coming, Matt. I went public before the season, keeping in mind the Eagles had completely collapsed at the end of last year, and I predicted they'd win 5 games this year and Nick Sirianni would get fired. and the annals of terrible predictions, that's got to be up there when a team goes on to win a Super Bowl, doesn't it?
But you know, if the Eagles start the season I'll just say 1-2. The Sirianni talk is going to start again. Is he still on thin ice? Like, I feel I hate to ask that question a couple days after the Super Bowl, but I got to imagine if things don't go well, he's the first guy that everybody's going to be eliminating again.
Well, they figured out a way to Sirianni-proof this Eagles team.
They took the
offense away from him, gave it to Kellen Moore. They took the defense and gave it to Vic Fangio, Michael Clay's special teams, and Sirianni stands on the sideline and plays the role of the village idiot. And the fact of the matter is that it worked, because you saw at the end when they threw the Gatorade on him at the Super Bowl, his players do love him. I mean, I never have. Most of the city never has, but his players do. And I guess in this role, you know, it's kind of like the overseer that really doesn't do that much. He's okay. I guess he could do that part of it. But you're right. I mean, the first time anything goes awry, they're not going to look at Hurt. They're not going to look at Barkley. They're going to look at this guy. And they're going to go, you know, he's never really struck me as being all that bright. And he isn't.
What a great life, though, Angelo. What a great life. Like, he gets to get away with being a dummy and going to a Super Bowl and winning a Super Bowl and being a dummy. What a life.
Well, the cut you played where he called me out, that was 2 years ago, just before I retired. And he was calling me out about a guy named Jonathan Gannon, who blew the Super Bowl in the second half, just lying down for Mahomes to just run over him, four scores, four possessions. And then he never apologized. He never came out afterwards, went, well, you know what, you had a point about Gannon, he's a moron. No, he never said that, right? Now they brought in Fangio. All right, now we've seen what a good defensive coordinator can do. You saw what he did against Mahomes. It was insane what he did against Mahomes. That's a good coordinator.
Yeah.
Aggressive, smart. Gannon never was that. Sirianni is great just being there in front, taking all the questions and acting like, you know, and on the sideline acting like an idiot. That's all he does.
And Angelo Cataldi, his book, Loud, How a Shy Nerd king nerd in Providence, Rhode Island, and how we became eventually risen to the top of the Philadelphia sports radio scene is available on Amazon and otherwise. All right, so what makes you happiest, Eagles winning or Andy Reid losing, Angelo?
That's why you're the best, because that's the real question. And I can't say it in Philadelphia. Everybody's celebrating right now.
Right.
Andy Reid losing is one of the highlights of my life. And I'm going to be 74 soon. All right? That guy, you want to talk about frauds? Oh, my goodness.
Fraud?
All these ads now, as this funny guy, Fumble Rooski, and the mustache is flying around. Stay with the guy for 5 minutes and see if you laugh once. He's not funny. It's all Madison Avenue. You understand? The guy had 14 tries to win a Super Bowl in Philadelphia and won none. And then Doug Peterson and Nick Sirianni came along and won them both within 5 years. But we got to bow down to this guy. So when it was 34-0, all I cared about was when they showed the sideline and seeing that guy with his mustache twitching and going, well, I guess they found out I'm not that smart, huh? That's the real Reid. What you saw Sunday, that's the real Andy Reid. We saw him for 14 years.
Oh, that's amazing. Angelo gets incredible joy from seeing Andy Reid be bad. And you know what? We had Kurt Warner on yesterday. He thought from the get-go, before the rush started to get there, he thought it was a terrible offensive plan from Reid and Mahomes. That Patrick didn't look good or comfortable at all. And Andy screwed the pooch in this one, according to Kurt Warner.
Well, yeah. The truth of the matter is, I didn't know that there was a plan. What was the plan? Just watch one of the greatest quarterbacks we've ever seen get completely engulfed in rushes the whole game. The Eagles, you got to understand what you saw in that game. The Eagles didn't do that the whole year. They never blitzed one time in the game Sunday. They set four guys in who really, none of them had double-figure sacks for the season, and they completely emasculated the Chiefs front line.
You know
what was Reed's plan, Matt? What was it?
Commercials.
Yeah.
State Farm stuff. And was it Wendy's? Is that what he does?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I got to tell you, though.
Anything that'll pay him.
Angelo, you're right, though, about the personality. Like, you could tell during the commercials that he's really forcing it, and that the non-exuberant sounding Andy Reid was probably after 30 or 40 takes of let's get it to a six here with Andy. So I kind of see where you're coming from on that part. But one thing I want to ask you too, Angelo, you talking about this Super Bowl being the greatest thing that's ever happened to Philadelphia. You guys just won this thing back in 2018. What makes this one feel so much better than the one in 2018, which was the first one since 1980? So I would have thought that would have been a bigger moment for Philadelphia.
Yeah. Well, for Philadelphia, it probably is. I just hate Andy Reid so much that that really was, it was more my agenda. No, what happened 7 years ago was, I mean, you come from here. It's generational, the love of the Eagles, and grandfathers handed it to fathers, handed it to sons, and there were people on their deathbed 7 years ago hanging on, saying, yes, resuscitate me. I got to see if the Eagles win. And it was so special. It was, you know, they had never won a Super Bowl. It was the 52nd one, and they hadn't won. And so that one was beyond belief. This came a little bit out of nowhere in that they were so bad at the end of last season. They were in free fall that no one thought they would contend this year. They thought this would be a year where they'd build it back up. And this is a great example for Bears fans. You get a GM who just has a phenomenal offseason. You know, every signing he does, Barkley became better than he ever was with the Giants. Zach Bowen, the linebacker, he was a special teams guy with the Saints. And he came here and he was a Defensive Player of the Year finalist. His draft, he drafted cornerbacks that gave them great coverage, which they hadn't had in years. Everything he did, he picked two coordinators that became great. Sometimes the GM is the biggest star on the team. And for the Eagles this year, it was Howie Roseman.
I love
he
it.
He did all that. He made them what they are.
I love it, Angelo. I think he's the best GM in all of team sports right now. I mean, that's three different Super Bowls in 7 years. He gets to the Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts making $2 million and gets there when he's making $51 million. I mean, it's so difficult to do that, and it's not like Jalen Hurts is Pat Mahomes or even Josh Allen. He's terrific, though, but yeah, it's remarkable. We're the Angelo Cataldi, the longtime radio voice of Philadelphia. Can you hear in my voice just how happy I am? I, as alluded to in the open, I shed Danny Parkins. He's gone, and it's like, whew, it's remarkable. The spring in my step on the daily. Mark Grody, you see it?
Yeah, no, it's crazy, Angelo. Yeah. I mean, the change, you could just see it all over him right now.
Well, Mark, what I'm trying to figure out is why you're not the permanent co-host. You clearly have a lot more knowledge than Danny. This is definitely a big step up for the show.
Thank you.
They're saying you're very, very talented.
Thank you, Angelo. Well, for every year that Danny was here, I did bring that to the front office here at the Score, and I was summarily pushed back. I don't know. Danny must have had something on them. That's all I could think of.
He's on national TV, though, now. He's on Breakfast Ball with Craig Carton and Mark Schlereth on the mornings on Fox. I imagine you wake up every morning to watch Breakfast Ball, Angelo.
The odds are 3-1. That's not going to last.
No, I think they're doing well.
That's kind of an inside. I know Craig for many, many years.
Oh, there you go. You got inside info.
Yeah, no. He's gonna split his eights though. If he splits the eights,
I think. Yeah, Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's a step up for you. Goodbye, Danny. Good riddance.
No, we love him. We love him. He's having a good time.
He's required to say that, by the way. Yes. Like, well, we love him. No, he's that's the best. Right. He was great. We love Danny. Yeah.
Yep. Surviving. Yeah. Yep. Surviving. No, Angelo, I saw this yesterday that 22.6 million Americans were planning to be absent from work on Monday after the Super Bowl, and it's going to break the record from 2 years ago. So Philly, 2 years in a row, the two Super Bowls in a row. I don't know what happened last year, but Philly wasn't involved. Is there something about Philadelphians that takes the opportunity not to go to work more than other towns in America?
This is, we don't take days anymore. We take weeks. All right. Like Monday, nobody went to work. Are you kidding? They were still up on the top of poles. All over the city, they were climbing the telephone poles, right? And Friday was just declared a Philadelphia holiday. They're shutting everything down for the parade.
Hell yeah.
Today, it's supposed to snow, and that's going to shoot down all schools and stuff for tomorrow. No one's working the whole week in Philly. If the country is depending on Philadelphia to produce anything this week, it's not going to happen, all right? Because these people are all... And most of them have been over the legal limit for drunkenness the whole time. Yeah.
It's a hell of a binge. I wonder if there's any coaches or players that are – because, you know, Theo Epstein, after the Cubs won in 2016, he said he was just going to go drink it every day. Maybe Sirianni, you know? I mean, maybe he's out doing it.
Well,
yeah.
It's not like it would make him any dumber.
It's amazing. They go from it. Was Peterson an idiot too? Like they've got.
No.
So he wasn't.
Peterson, my favorite guy. Don't do that to Peterson. He's a one guy in all the years. I did 33 years of sports talk. The only guy, manager or coach we ever had on, you'd ask him a question, he'd give you an honest answer.
Oh.
He actually would. And sometimes he would get in trouble for doing it, but he would do it. He had that kind of respect for the people that were listening, for the fans in the city. And no one else did it like Doug. Doug is closest to my heart, and I feel so bad that he went to Jacksonville and it didn't work out.
Yeah.
But no, he's my all-time favorite. Great guy.
What about Rich Kotite? How was he?
Rich Kotite. Yeah. You know what? Until Sirianni came along, I always thought he was the dumbest coach.
I knew it.
And now it appears that that Kotite is, because at least Sirianni won a championship. What a Kotite win.
And now, I mean, like, how'd you do that, dude?
Maybe one of the biggest takeaways from this is, like, you can win a Super Bowl with a dumb coach, according to Angelo. Yeah. So Bears should have kept Eberflus then.
We should do a dumb coach wins championship segment. Who was the Royals head coach?
What's Ned Yost?
Ned Yost.
Oh, boy.
He was kind of a dummy, right?
You know, you're right.
Yeah, see?
It does happen.
Yeah, let's do this, Angelo. It happens.
That's a good topic, actually.
Thank you.
You're right.
You don't need it. You don't need a topic. You're not doing shows every morning.
Well, you got to have
anymore.
A topic every once in a while, though.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself doing topics at breakfast with your pals? You know, like, what's life without a show like for you now these days?
Well, I don't have any pals, so I basically do it with my dog, Bentley. And, you know, I get similar reaction to what I got when I was on the air. Heavy breathing, some drooling. you know what? I got to tell you, if you wait as long as I did, you're past 70 when you retire, you don't have any regrets. I'm thrilled that I don't have to do a show. Even this week, I just, you know, like, it's...
That's good.
Very Switzer.
You do
it,
and then you're done. When I wrote that book, that was like I was going, all right, that's done. And I wrote the book, and it was done. It was published from a Chicago publishing house, Triumph, which I really liked. And that was it. And now I just play with my grandkids and do very little of anything of any value other than, you know, being a family guy. And I used to always make fun of people that retired and went, I want to spend more time with my family. And I would always go, look, I've met you. I'm not sure your family wants any more time with you.
I love that. I love that. I remember when Pat Riley took over for Stan Van Gundy with the Heat. The story was that Stan wanted to spend more time with his family, but everybody knew that was crap because Pat was taking over. So every time a coach gets like forced out, I always say that he wanted to spend more time with Stan Van Gundy's family. You know, and it's a joke. It's just for me. You know,
no, it's for all of us now.
Now it's for all of us.
It's for all three of us.
That's too bad.
Angelo, what about Barry Switzer? You think that's a dumb coach that won a title with the Dallas Cowboys?
That's good.
Yes. See?
Perfect example.
See?
Perfect example.
You want to fill in this week? You want to come back on the show tomorrow?
No.
We got topics, buddy.
No, your ratings will definitely go down. You don't want me.
Well,
you got a mark now. You're in good shape.
Okay. Now, you're right. Spiegel, he is the best. He wears the crown in these hallways, sure. Angelo. He does.
Finally. He's great.
Matt, you're great. I mean it.
Oh, Angelo, you're the best. Yeah, you hang around long enough, eventually they just let you keep going. I learned it from the Cataldi playbook.
I learned it from you.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I did have pictures of a couple of the executives.
It always helps. That's why I say it always helps. I always tell kids, young broadcasters, have a photo or two in your shoe, always.
Absolutely. Thank you, Angelo. You're the best. Nice to catch up, man.
See you, Angelo.
See you, Chicago. Bug-eye. See you later.
That's
Angelo Cataldi.
I like Angelo Cataldi.
Oh, come on. He's so fun. And he was so good at the job, and he could still be good, but he's not doing it, and he's happy not to do it.
Oh, yes.
I like the topic. He gave us a topic. Feel free to text him in.
Yeah. I came up with the topic.
Easy on Ned Yost, by the way. He was not dumb.
Really?
And he's a good dude.
Well, okay.
He did a great hit on this show talking about...
He did.
He was
Pedro,
great.
Right?
Was he talking about Dale Swaim and their drink?
He was so smart. He was talking about how great the next White Sox manager was going to be. That was indeed Pedro Grifol.
Yeah. I put him on to talk about Pedro.
Oh, well, and also, God, you did, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Ned Yost is in the news. He is back with the Kansas City Royals in a new job, a senior advisor to the general manager. So Ned Yost back in the news with the Royals. Let's get him on and tell him we don't think he's a dumb manager.
No, he was. And
People
he
laugh
wins.
At that.
No, he's laughing at us. That's what I'm saying. The whole point of this topic is they're dumb people who won titles. The joke is on us. The joke is on smart people. That's it?
The perceived smart people.
Yeah, I'm not putting myself in that category. I'm saying other managers.
Tanny, you agree with the texter who says that Angelo sounds like Mo Green from the Godfather movies?
You don't go to Philadelphia and talk to a man like that.
That's a pretty good call, actually.
Can you imagine him hanging out with... I wanted to explore the Vic Fangio further, but I feel like Angelo Cataldi and Vic Fangio hanging out, having a cup of coffee
would be something. Yeah, absolutely.
Like those two, straight shooters, couple of paisans. Yeah. I love it.
Don't send that clip to Danny, Shane. All right. It's
that was
probably listening, dude.
Oh, yeah. I was like, are we going back to the Danny Stick, and he took it to another level.
I knew that was
another
coming.
Level.
I wonder if he actually dislikes Danny.
No, he just picks and chooses. That's the thing. Angelo's so good at playing the game. He preyed on Mark.
He did, in a loving way.
He found Grody, and he made Grody the hero. And all of I was going to end up the bad guy if that segment kept going.
But I kind of disagree because in what I've heard of Angelo Cataldi, he loves everybody except so far for Danny. How much does he love Marshall Harris?
He adores Marshall Harris. Yeah.
Clearly, he and I seem to hit it off.
Yeah.
I think he liked me. He thinks you're the king of sports talk radio, which you kind of are.
But that's why he was hating on Danny. He just wanted to have my back for fun. He just chose that.
Yeah, I guess so.
And Danny,
I prefer
and Danny
to think it
guy.
Was real, but yeah. nobody else does. So.
See, we turned a light on. 670, the score is where you are. He's Mark Grody. It's the Spiegel and Olm show. Lawrence on vacation. Mark is here. Let's follow up on some media chatter about that Super Bowl broadcast. I was talking a lot about Tom Brady, and I can do so again, but there's some inside knowledge of how the analysts at Fox are trained. We'll bring that to you next on The Score.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.